Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you like my jumper, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
That's fantastic. I was going to say, that looks
Chris,
great.
Like,
I
yeah.
also...
good jumper.
It's really good.
I got excited for the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 trailer. I watched it.
I thought the Sonic 2 trailer, I've kept it quiet because people are assholes. But I think it's good, and I love how they're getting Knuckles lore in there.
Yeah.
Idris Elba's fan of Knuckles lore, isn't he?
And he's good.
Idris Elba's Knuckles. So we're all going to want to
Does he play as Idris Elba?
Well, he doesn't come out and go, I'm Idris Elba. He says his name's Knuckles.
But you know what I mean? Like, does he play it like Luther?
It's sort of. There's a little bit of VO,
yeah, he's always
like,
getting framed
magic-ry.
For shit.
Yeah. There's one bit where he walks down the street and punches someone in the face for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know the worst...
Sonic, she fucking killed her dog.
The worst experience I've had in comedy, it's not the worst, but like, you know when you like, I'm never sure about a bit until I've done it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm not a psychopath, so I don't go like, this is fucking gold. Mm. Once I wrote a comedy song and I went, it was the beginning of 2017, I went, this is great. People are gonna go mad for this. And it just poured out of me. It's so good. Yeah. I can't wait to do it tonight at this gig. Showed up this gig, it was packed. The atmosphere was amazing. I went, yes. And what I'd written is a song, a comedy song about how Luther is a massive pile of bullshit, but it's presented to us as Shakespeare, so we all believe it's good. So I've done a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the song, and it went on for 4 minutes. It had two key changes, and it like, and then I was making it meta, like, you all think this song is really good too, but it's not. I've just put key changes and riffs in, and the audience were like that emoji with a line for a mouth.
No.
Like, and it got to the end of the song, and they all just went...
No.
But they did it in a, like, they weren't even appalled. They weren't even appalled. They were just like, good singing, which is the worst thing that can happen to me when I've done a comedy song.
In the Netflix version of this story, I've got the subtitles on, and then I just hear, I just see smattering of applause when that happens. Oh, I know exactly
what
that
is. They
really
overdo it with the Netflix subtitles. When I was watching Squid Game, they'll say, he grunts, he sighs, and like the characters... because it's all in Korean, obviously,
yeah.
And the character's literally just gone like, and we don't need, I don't need that.
I think there are two versions of it, isn't it? They go, oh, right, well, here's the actual subtitles one, and then here's the Netflix one, of which it is very, like,
very
and then
detailed.
He sighed, and it's like, he didn't sigh, he barely
sound,
had a breath.
Sound of writing, it's like, if someone's writing with a pen, I don't need to...
Yeah, I have a fair idea what that scratchy noise is.
Also, like, even if I was deaf, if someone's writing with a pen, I wouldn't go, well, is the pen silent?
Am I supposed to believe this is some sort of magical
that
pen?
That looks like a ballpoint pen to me. That would be very smooth.
I'm imagining a very, very, very easy glide on that.
But of course, I don't know the heft of the paper.
How many GSM are we talking here?
I really like obnoxious fan Masood. That's really funny. Like a micro pig.
Should I do some sort of we can retrofit this into the intro?
This is all content.
We will have to go again, won't we?
No, I reckon leave it. I think
it's all funny.
I'll do the
go on. Mystery on the rocks. Oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks. It's ching 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 ching. It's Christmas. Those were supposed to be jingle bells. I don't know why I went.
I was going to say, it'd be a hell of a way to find out this who does not know how to pronounce Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
You've been calling me Chris the whole time, mate.
Tris.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Welcome.
When I was a very, very little child at school and we had to make a Christmas card for family, I had only just learnt to write my name because it was fucking long. Instead of Merry Christmas, I got so into the flow of it, I wrote Merry Christopher.
Yeah. Brilliant.
For some reason, I thought Chris was your full name. You see the type.
No, because I know people like that. Like I know Bens that are like, it's just Ben, and I'm like, is it? Like,
nope, is it not Ben. Benjamin?
Like, are you sure though? Because you could really rinse that Benjamin. Like, no, it's Ben.
That's it. Right. Like, oh, I coughed, but I don't have COVID.
So in my head, yes, I was, and this isn't. This is gonna sound terrible. Nothing to do with your personality, Chris. But I just use it. I can't back out of it now.
The most damning way you can start a sentence.
It's
what do you mean?
Are you sure your name isn't Christopher? What's your middle name, Chris?
Have one. Genuinely don't have one.
He's such a not a middle name guy. I bet Masood's got three.
My sister doesn't have one either, really? Which is normal.
What's her
I
name?
Don't have one. My sister doesn't have one.
Yeah.
And then my
Imagine
mom.
Imagine if they gave her a bunch.
My mum doesn't have one. Oh. And neither does my dad.
What? Oh. What happened?
I don't know.
What's your sister's full name?
We actually had ours removed. but my dad's parents did. My mum's parents did.
So did she just refuse?
This anecdote has got everything.
Both met without any middle names and bestowed none on their children.
They carried on the dish.
That was one thing that they're like, do you have a middle name? I don't either.
Yeah.
It's like how Fred and Rose West, they were like, what do you like doing in your spare time? Well, we better get married.
Actually, did they have middle names? Because they might have been able to bond over that instead.
Fred and Rose West.
Shall we find out?
I don't think so, because they would have bonded over that instead.
Mm. Yes, rather than...
Masood, what are your middle names? Masood's got two middle names.
Jamal Marathi. Masood Jamal Marathi Miles.
Ooh, what great name!
Why is it that Masood gets cooler and cooler and cooler?
I know.
My mum has a different...
Did your mum, when you were in trouble, ever call you by your full name all the way through?
Masood Jamal Arathmi. Arathmi?
Marathmi. Marathi Miles. Yes, she has. And she will also use her full name... when being mad at somebody, so she'll say,
I am
daughter of Priscilla James Mwangi Elizabeth. Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, so she. Oh no, so it's not her full name. It's
fucking
her
mum's Optimus
full
Maximus.
Name.
Was her mum feared?
Yes.
What the fuck went on?
I don't know. This is a story. This is a story I don't even know. But
this is a story that I don't know.
But yes.
What's your middle name, Suze?
Okay, so my mum's full name is Anna Maria Kempner. Mm-hmm. My full name is Susanna Maria Kempner.
Now,
my mum added one syllable.
Now, in my head, you're an...
And it's the only syllable you go by.
You're a Suze, and then you've put the Anna on, and your mum's like, ugh. Taking her first name and added it to the rest of your name. She's like,
It does look like I've done that. Yeah, because my mum is Anna Maria, and she was named after... her grandmother, who died of malnutrition in World War II. Oh, it was a whole thing back then. But she was really, everyone who knew her and then met my mum later, obviously, would go like, Anna Maria was just the most wonderful woman who ever lived. And then my mum's named after her, and she's like, you're the worst woman who ever lived.
And dying of malnutrition in the war is...
In World War II.
Yeah, that's definitely worse than not having any middle names.
It's definitely worse.
We had a murderer in my family. In the family tree, there was a murderer.
Hitler! Wow.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas. This is our Christmas episode. Yes. We're having Christmas drinks, aren't we?
Yes,
everything
we are.
Will get back to normal next week. We'll continue our prophecy.
Yep. What are we drinking? What are we all drinking?
Chris, what have you got?
What have you got? This
it looks like a Sue's drink, except it's got a garnish.
Okay, so you know what a Michelada is, right?
Yes.
No.
The beer and the one that tastes like a fizzy lasagna, as Chris described.
Yeah. So, not always, though, because a Michelada can just be beer, lime, and salt, I think.
Yes. Really? Yes, the old Masood special.
Beer, lime, and salt.
So the Michelada we had way, way, way back at the beginning of the podcast, you made it with the tomato and hot sauce, did
yes,
you?
That's
yeah.
Right. Yes.
So there's a chili salt rim, and then there is hot sauce in there called Devil's Spit.
Ooh.
Now, I can't work it out from the bottle whether it's Devil's Pit
Or Devil's Spit.
Either works, I think. But
Yeah. Because if it's a sweat from the devil, then that's still pretty hot, isn't it?
and then there's lime juice in there, and then the beer I used is Marmite Ale.
Marmite Ale. On our WhatsApp, you've been sending us pictures of these deals you've been getting on this beer.
Hmm.
And in my head, like, I love it, but it's also probably the most British thing I've ever witnessed. And it's like, check out this deal I got. Look at the yellow label. I'm like, brilliant. And then
actually, you are quite right. It's not just, look at this deal I've got. It's, look at this deal I've got on this warm, disgusting beer.
But then it makes me instantly jealous because I'm like, oh, I know. I should really be looking out for these bloody deals. And
yeah, these fucking deals. It's like 9p a pint.
Yeah, exactly. I see like 20% off, and my brain, like, there's a part of my brain that's like, literally fireworks go off and then the little pound signs appear in my eyes. And I'm like, hello. I'm like fucking Scrooge McDuck.
Look what I got in this bin.
They're throwing these out that you should probably get out of that trash compactor, Masood. No, I'm just throwing them away.
There's been in these.
I've done that at friends' places where they've been moving out.
Gone through their bins.
Yes, essentially.
Go through a bin.
Because they're about to throw things away and they've gone, you can have something. And I've left their house with a bag of stuff. And Sarah's like, this is fucking, stop doing this.
I'm sure we have.
Where I've left a friend's place with like a microplane and like a drum kit.
That's money plane.
What's that?
ever seen a guy go through some bins because a friend's moving out and taking stuff home with him, including a microplane? That's microplane.
But I've definitely done. And so when I see you doing that in the chat, I'm like, there's a little.
I mean, it would be a long way to go. Specifically, it was in the co-op in Dalton Inverness in the Lake District.
Ah, that's never stopped me.
Masood leaves the Zoom. We just hear, but for some reason we still hear a car engine start.
And then a plane.
And a plane.
Plane.
A microplane starts. and me and Chris are like, didn't even know he had a car.
What are you drinking, Suze?
Oh my god, I've nearly finished it actually. I've got it in a mini milk bottle because I am currently taking a break from rehearsals for a cabaret that I'm doing in 2 days, aka in the past when this podcast comes out. We're making good progress, so fine.
Yes.
I've got here Prosecco, ooh. Café Patron, which is coffee tequila, and chocolate bitters served
nice.
In a mini milk bottle. I've got to give it a name.
Masood was going to say something.
I was going to say that you drink it in a milk bottle did remind... I was like, is that chocolate milk? I instantly just went straight there. So I think chocolate, a kind of chocolatey milk.
Oh, something like...
You should call it Nesprick.
Okay, it's Nesprick.
Nesprick.
This is Nesprick, and here's
I'll show them. Looks like we'll never get sponsored by those guys. I don't want to. They're horrible.
Oh, yeah, you think Nesquik was certainly this.
Have I ever talked on this podcast about how when I worked in Ayanapa as a Christina... I will never tribute. I never mention it. There was the Michael Jackson tribute was a white ginger Welsh guy, which is funny in itself.
Oh my goodness!
But
which is what Michael Jackson was shooting for. That was where that was his. He was please let me be a white ginger.
Yeah, I just wish I could be. He also used to put white makeup on to play.
No, it's a shame that trajectory was cut short, isn't it?
Can you imagine if
Michael Jackson retiring
to
Rill?
He was so closely there. He's like, I'm performing in Ayanapa now.
I went round Andrew Kendrick's house. This is how I first discovered Nesquik.
Mm.
I went round Andrew Kendrick's house, and he said, would you like some drink? I call it Nesquik, right?
Okay.
And I was like, that's an incredible name. isn't it? Yeah. And I was like blown away. Then I found out it was on the packet, and I was like, "You don't call it Nesquik. It's called
hey,
Nesquik."
That's yeah. like that episode of Always Sunny where they move to the suburbs, and he's like, "It's called Max Famous Mac and Cheese."
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it just turns out to be instant mac and cheese.
It's mac and cheese. He's been buying loads of it, and like
Max Famous Mac and Cheese. Wow.
What are you drinking, Masood?
So I've made the
beef. Masood Jamal.
Marathi Milas.
Marathi Milas.
Jamal Marathi Milas.
I like the way. And what's your
dad's name? Is your dad's middle name Graham?
He's called Peter Gallagher.
Yeah.
Masood, what are you drinking?
So I'm having the bee's knees. so this is, I think we've had this before on
we
the
have.
Show. And but I felt a hankering for it. So it's essentially a gin sour with some honey syrup. But I was like, I bought some
honey
syrup. In the area I live, there's some very nice honey suppliers. That's all I will say.
There's some very nice bees.
Some good bees.
Great bees.
Do you know any honey suppliers?
I know some good bees, mate. Yeah, good bees. And so I made some honey syrup with that, and it is delicious. So yes, that's what I'm sipping upon. So it's gin, honey syrup, and lemon juice.
That's good. Every time I have a drink with honey, I'll name it after something to do with bees. I'll be like, Hive Mind.
That is genuinely a good name.
That is a good name for a drink.
Very good.
That feels like one that you're all drinking out of a fishbowl.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's straws and you're all drinking the same drink. So that's
and I'm fucking hogging it, obviously. Yeah.
There's a place that sells, I think you drink out of a tiger's head, a stuffed tiger's head.
What?
Not a real one. I think that they've like made it out of paper mache or something.
Yeah.
Really good. And it costs something ridiculous, like £200 or something, to buy it. Because they've got the tiger's head that you drink it out of and it's been made specially. But that's one where you all drink out of it together. Not now, with COVID. That's fucking gone out the window. But
right. It's not the same if it's not from a tiger's head.
It's not. There's something just so specifically delicious about just that remnants of little bits of tiger grey matter in there. I'm going to find out what it is.
Oh my God.
Tiger bowl... cocktail.
I bet there are some rich cunts that are like, I've had one from a real
tiger's head. I wonder about this, right?
With, you eat the whole bird's head.
With people eating, people like rich people eating, like you know, rare animals and that. And I think, yeah. is it worth it though? I don't know if I'd want to eat like a rare.
I just feel like you're doing it to make a point because, like, if I eat like
genocide for lunch.
If I eat like a wacky cheese, I'm not going to go like, I'd like this a lot better if it had endangered animal bones in it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like they're doing it deliberately because it can't be more delicious just because it's.
No.
When you say wacky cheese, it definitely screams of you walking down the supermarket aisle and it is the one with like little silly things coming out of it. And I'm like, oh, there's the wacky cheese.
Great. The wacky cheese.
It's like Baby Bells, but on steroids. Like I imagine there's some sort of wax and.
And I go, ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah. Lucy loves Baby Bells to the point where I'm not sure I should be giving her that many.
How many can she eat in a sitting?
I mean, given her own devices, all of the ones that I've bought.
Everyone on the planet.
But
I
try to limit it to like one. Per sitting, but
look
she goes.
I'm trying not to. I don't want to go nuts. I'm not going to give her two Baby Bells.
It just feels a bit indulgent because, like,
does she like unwrapping them the most?
She loves that. But scale wise, I think about scale wise, right? If you were to have a Baby Bell, the size of what, an orange, possibly
that's
a big orange.
Much.
That's a lot of fucking.
That's
cheese.
A lot of cheese, and Baby Bell is very bland.
I'm trying to scale myself
dense.
Down.
Look at me. And I'm like, yeah, that is how big it is.
Yeah, it would be
like when you had that pint.
Both hands.
Chris.
Both hands,
Chris
Sue.
Saw me drink a pint with both hands and he lost his fucking mind. what about when I hold a macaron?
Us.
You know those little macarons you can get? It looks like I'm holding a Big Mac. In my teeny weeny little hands.
Trying to get your mouth on both biscuit.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, from the guy from that video who goes, yeah. Oh, fuck, I can't believe you've done this. Yeah. He follows me on Twitter.
No, he doesn't. That's amazing.
His name's Paul Whedon, and when I found out it was him, I was starstruck. And it's just a guy from a video who goes, hey, so today we're going to be talking about Gets Punched. Oh, fuck, I can't believe you've done this.
He's so... I would be starstruck if I saw him. I was starstruck when I met someone I didn't even know the face of. I had to look up his face. He did a bunch of YouTube videos about, like, game design. I was at this awards ceremony.
What's his name?
Like, Mark Brown.
Yes! I know him. I'd be starstruck if I met him.
I met Mark Brown. I was like, I was hosting the awards ceremony. And I was just like, I was still like, it's you. You're Mark Brown.
Off of YouTube?
Yeah. Oh,
did he ridiculous. Look like someone's dad?
A little bit.
Yeah, I thought he
but,
would.
But a pleasant dad. Like one that...
Well, yeah, obviously, it's Mark Brown.
Definitely one of the dads at the nursery that I'd be like, oh, I want to chat to him. He seems like an all right guy.
Which nursery? Your one your daughter's at, or just one of the ones you hang out
just
at?
Just one of the random ones I hang out at, really. Just I go scoping out for other dads to hang out with.
Not an internet celebrity. Mm. But there's a vegan blogger, right? He's called the Fat Gay Vegan.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had, for some reason or other, and this was years ago, emailed him and we had a back and forth, I think because doing something at a vegan festival or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a little time after that, I saw him in Shepherd's Bush Station. And I went up to him and I was like, oh, hey. And then I realised as I was saying, I didn't know his name. So I just said, oh, you're the fat, gay, vegan. And it wasn't him.
Oh, Chris, you fucking... Are you kidding? That's so funny.
It was just someone else.
It was just another fat...
Hey, you're a fat, gay, vegan. And that guy is like, excuse me?
He got more angry with each word. Each word, he got angrier and angrier.
Chris, that's amazing.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible.
Oh my god.
I still think about his face.
To be fair, you look just like him, you fat gay.
First of all, you've got somebody coming up to you and you think, why are they coming up to me? Yeah. And then it's to say that.
To go, no,
I said it really friendly as well. It wasn't even an insult.
Yeah, of course, because
like,
you like his
oh,
work.
Hey, you're the fat gay vegan.
Oh my god. He's looking around the rest of the tube station and be like, is someone put him up to this? What the fuck is going on?
What is this? Huh? Oh, Chris.
The problem is that, like, whenever I get off at, and I don't mean the tube station, I mean the overground.
Mm. Oh, shit.
So every time I get off the station at Shepherd's Bush and I walk along that platform, I just remember it. You just replay it.
Oh my goodness.
All the time.
It's there. That's so funny, though.
That's really funny. Oh my goodness.
Excuse me?
Hey, you're the fat gay vegan. And that guy's like,
I eat meat. Oh. So
I'm not. I don't eat vegetables.
That's what
ever.
I mean. He was like, fat. I think he was fine with it. It's still a stranger calling him something negative. Gay, he was on the fence with, I think, but vegan, he was furious.
Yeah,
like,
he's
the one he's like,
sort of like progressive.
I am not. I've never let a vegetable pass my lips.
How do you think I've got this fantastic frame?
My sturdy physique.
Oh my goodness. I did.
I knew instantly that it wasn't him. I knew. Just by the way.
As
reacted,
you were saying,
I was
it,
like, sorry. It's not.
Were you like Michael Jackson when he found out he wasn't playing Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, I moonwalked away.
Oh. And saying, oh, is it? Oh.
That's amazing. I love that anecdote so much. I tell it so much.
It's such a good... I had something similar, but it wasn't as... I did that to somebody. I called them over. And then as soon as they came over, I was like, ew, I know you. They looked exactly like someone I knew. And I went... As soon as they came over, I went, oh, shit, I'm sorry. You genuinely look like someone I know. Mm. I'm really sorry. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you can stick around, but...
their name was Sarah, and now Masood and Sarah have been together for so many years. They got a baby.
It was too awkward to back out, so I was like, yeah. You're the person that I...
Are you my beautiful friend? Oh, you're not. Oh, how's Masood going to get out of this one? Wanna start a family?
Let's have a baby.
If my name isn't Masood Jamal.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
There we are. What are we all doing for Christmas? Come on, let's give our plans, because the listeners will be listening to this at Christmas.
At Christmas time.
Maybe taking a bit of time away.
Hey, this is the Christmas week episode, absolutely. Yeah.
Are we going away? Are we seeing family? What's the...
Both, I guess. Yeah.
Going away and seeing family. Going away.
Going away, going up to my sister's.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Where does she live?
She lives in Warsaw.
Oh, so you don't have to go all the way to the Lake District. That's good.
No, that's pretty good. My parents moved there, but yeah. My sister has kind of stayed put in the Midlands, I guess.
She's made a fucking home. Nice work, sis.
Good work.
Masood, what are you doing? Are you at home?
Well, we're going to possibly to Sarah's parents and then coming back. So we're going to do the Christmas up there, which is what we usually
possibly
do.
Coming back.
Well, as in, like, coming back after.
One day they'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, one day. We might come back.
Might just keep the rent on and just live in Wales. Yeah. Say Wales, you go to.
No, they're in Bedford.
They're in Bedford? Oh, yes. I'm going to Bedford.
Oh, are you? Really?
See you on Christmas, baby.
We usually do this thing where we go on the 25th. Is it 25th? Mm. No.
Yes, that's Christmas Day.
I know that you drive up, don't you? So if either of you need the toilet around Hemel Hempstead, you just pop into my house because it's empty.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah,
piss in the front lawn. Like a dog.
This mint
won't be the
funny.
Weirdest thing that happens in my cul-de-sac either.
No.
Basically, no. Yeah, you could drop trow.
Yeah.
Take a piss in
my
front garden. Yeah. And number three will be having a cigarette out of his upstairs window.
So he'll be having a cigarette and just watching.
Oh yeah, no, he'll just be like, oh, somebody having a piss in Chris and Louise's front lawn.
Do they know you by name?
Probably not me. They probably know me as
they know you as like
a prick
as that man.
Yeah, I get really uppity about car parking spaces.
They call you the car park prick. That's what
maybe yeah.
Oh, wheels.
I always wonder if about a nickname, if you have a bad nickname in someone else's eyes, what that might be.
Well, yeah, you'll never know what it is.
No, but there is something. There's something.
I'll tell you what yours is, Masood. Yours is the fat gay vegan.
yes,
it's very fitting.
It's chicken nuggets. That's my
chicky nugs. Chicky nug nugs.
Where are you going, Suze? Are you going?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Right. So my brother had a baby in October, so now I'm an aunt. Right. So my nana lives nearly 2 hours away in Dunstable. Yes. My brother lives 45 minutes from her. My brother's like, you've got to come over on Christmas Day. He's there with in-laws, his wife, obviously, and the baby. And so we were going to go to nana's first, then drive over to my brother's. By that point, you've done nearly 3 hours driving.
Fucking hell, yeah.
And then stay there for 2 hours, but he's not making us lunch. Lunch is later, but just for the in-laws. So then we'd have to come back and have late lunch.
What time are you getting there?
That's but we wouldn't crazy. Stay for lunch. That's the point. Oh, so we leave for Nana's at 8 in the morning, go to my brother's by 11, then leave at about 1.
Day.
Back to Nana's, then cook dinner. That takes 2.5-3 hours. Here's what I came up with. We're going to drive up to Nana's.
Yeah.
Mom and Nana are going to drive over to Luke's while I make
and you're
Christmas
gonna cook
dinner.
Amazing.
And this is what happens. Suze Kentner gets to cook dinner however she wants, which means I get to roast them sprouts.
Yeah.
Also, I get to tweet all morning with no one troubling me.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen now, don't you?
I'm going to get fucking hammered.
25th of December, 11:12 a.m. twitch.tv. Seuss Kempner just went live.
Yes. Oh, no, because my nan doesn't have Wi-Fi because she's allergic to technology. Virtue signaler. Anyway, then they'll get
roasting
back.
Sprouts, I'm with you.
Yeah, roast 100%. Sprouts every time.
100%. Really can't shake it, that thing of like, it would be like if I invited people over to my house.
So it's still on the lunch thing.
And then it's because it's a my mum thing.
Really?
It's a thing of like, yeah, so it's like we've been to people's parties and stuff and they'll be like, oh, there's food, and it'll be like crisps and bread and that.
Not food, not a meal.
And she'll come, she'll be like, oh, and she'll do that thing, she's like, thank you, okay, we have to go now. So lovely, in the car. No food. Let's go to McDonald's. I'm hungry. And so, yeah, that really is like, she would absolutely lose her fucking rag.
We had this when, do you remember when I was talking about Grape Surprise?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because of my birthday, that Chris was there, but Masood couldn't make it. And my mum, and Masood was like, my mum would have slagged off all the food.
Yeah, she's been like,
but only afterwards.
Grape Surprise, a surprise for me. Hey, yum, yum, yum. And then in the car, Grape Surprise. The only surprise is that I did not throw up. Hey. Grape Surprise.
It was literally just me and my brother eating it, and then no one else would touch it. And then finally Rob Kemp was like, oh well, I'll have some then, just to be nice. And then I stared at him as he ate it, and then he went, it's actually goodness. Really nice. And I went round people like, ah, see, fucking see.
Rob, tell him.
Tell him Rob, it was really nice, and he only ate it to be polite at first, but then he loved it. That's like how I get boyfriends. I'm like, they only went out with me to be polite, and now they love it.
They love it. But yes, that's probably why. It's definitely a cultural slash.
Do you know what? No, I agree though. If I show up at a thing and I'm like, could I order a pizza? That's considered rude. But if they haven't got any food and I'm starving, I'm not just going to sit there and drink wine.
No, exactly.
The best thing that's ever happened to me. I get to spend a bit of Christmas day by myself.
You've fantastic. Got the positive spin.
That is fantastic.
I'm going to sing in the house. I'm going to look at me like, I can do all the things I can't do at home. I can't wait.
That's the other thing about another added benefit of being vegan, which is it's sort of like, I'll sort myself out.
So you can have whatever you want.
That's
sort myself out, don't you worry.
So you get all the good bits of Christmas dinner, which is the veg, because that's all the good bits of Christmas dinner. And then you make your own gravy, your own like main
stuffing.
Dish.
Yeah, your own sort of main.
Like the best bit of Christmas dinner is roast potatoes and sprouts.
Yeah, they are.
Roast, that's what I go back for after dinner.
Yeah, I'm not going back for turkey. I'm not going back for turkey.
I've had it.
I had that earlier. Really.
I'll have potatoes and sprouts, thank you.
It's a really
and they'll be fucking roasted and they'll be fucking delicious and you'll all fucking love it, Nana and Mum.
My Nan used to cook vegetables terribly. Mm. And she used to, because she cooked them the way she liked them, and she liked them bad. So whenever we'd out for a meal, and also she used to add a syllable in vegetables.
What, she used to go vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, my mum does that. That drives me nuts.
Is it like net mug?
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
We'd go out for a meal and it would be lovely. And then she'd be like, vegetables were too hard. Because she used to cook them for mush, like into mush.
Oh, that's bad.
That also drives
me nuts. So she's old school, man.
I can't.
My dad was like that.
I cannot.
He's still alive.
Mushy vegetables. It drives me bloody crazy. So I just didn't want to break up the flow.
That's all right. Have you read the article where Will Smith says that when there was a time where when he used to orgasm, he'd throw up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he had sex with too many women.
So it made him puke. It's such a flex, isn't it? Because what it says is, if you have never thrown up from after nutting, it means that you obviously haven't had sex with as many women as Will Smith.
Yeah, he's right.
It's worse than that as well, because it's a kind of like, I'm a nice guy, flex. I feel so bad about it.
I
felt so terrible about myself, you know?
He, like, every time he does an interview, he's like, and now to reveal a very sexual fact about myself. But it's always, like, gross.
And it's hot on the heels of him saying about how he was jealous about Tupac and Jada.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So a lot of it feels like it's a kind of, like,
God, Will.
You know, I fuck more women than Tupac.
It's very UK, hun. Yeah, of course you have, Will. You've got 30 years on Tupac.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, yeah, of course you can. Like,
even though I haven't seen...
Did you kill Tupac?
Will, how jealous were you?
He shouted, "You, this is for all the women I'm going to do instead of you.
Poor Tupac.
This is for all the women I'm going to puke on."
First of all, you got Tupac shot dead at 25.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That is bad.
But then you've got Tupac shot dead by the Fresh Prince.
Oh, wow.
Who used to have his style of rap was less challenging. He used to do stuff about how he had a song that went, "Girls are nothing but trouble."
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, "Oh, they're always bothering me because they fancy me." Like, "Will, shut up and puke on her back."
Oh, God.
Yeah, he throws up on her and he's like, "I'm so sorry, but technically it's your fault."
Yeah, you did this to me.
You made me feel so bad.
Now I've thrown up out of two places.
Oh, my willy did a burp.
I have to leave. That's disgusting. So disgusted
well,
by that.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Normal service resumes next week.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Ching, 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 ching. Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks,
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.